Alright, hello everybody, here we are once again, we are the
Zine Zone.
We are back after almost 8 months. The last one was in November 2022. It's been a while, but there is a reason for that. It's not that we didn't want to continue or we got tired or anything. Everybody knows that things happen in our lives, right? Especially because me, expat, I moved from Canada to the UK. Now I live in Belfast, the capital of Northern Ireland. For those who don't know, Northern Ireland is part of the UK. Northern Ireland is not politically related to Ireland. Ireland is a different country. Ireland is the Republic of Ireland, which is south of here. But we are in an island, the island of Ireland. So it's divided in two parts, the Republic of Ireland and the north is Northern Ireland, which is part of the UK. It took me a little bit to understand these political things, but here I am trying to learn so many things about this special place that has welcomed me this time, and I'm happy to be here. And then we are coming back to do a little bit of reviews and chat about our experiences and why not things related to zines, because this is our passion. We've been doing this for more than 20 plus years in our lives. So we're going to rephrase ourselves who we are. So I'm going to allow Zai to tell us about who they are.
I am Zai. I'm a non-binary queer, and my pronouns are they, them. And I just wanted to say that I've returned back to work. So I am a bit busier now. So it's taken a bit longer to get back to the podcast.
Exactly.
So
here we are.
But I'm excited to be reviewing and reading zines.
Exactly. So just a little bit of a recap for everybody who is new or you've been following up for the past few years. I go by expat. I'm a cisgender straight guy, person, male, man, however you want to call it. My pronouns are he, his, him, and the Spanish el. I'm originally from Colombia in South America. I live in the United States for a number of years, and then I moved to Canada. I became Canadian. That's why my pseudonym is expat, because of all of these trajectories of my life. So, and during these trajectories or journeys, I have been part of the music scene, the metal scene mainly, the rock scene in these different parts where I have lived. And obviously I've been engaging in the zine scene since the I would say late 80s, early 90s, in the punk zine and the metal zine back in Colombia, in which we used to do this by hand, typewriter, then go to the photocopier shop and then photocopy things and go to shows and hand in these zines for free. So it was sort of like a rebellion kind of thing against the mainstream. So when zines were part of that, but now I'm happy to know that it looks like the queer community has taken over the zine and then taking the leadership on this. And yes, there are some folks out there in the punk zine who still do fanzines, and why not? Tell us a little bit about your experience with zines in the past and the present.
Well, I started writing zines or creating zines in the 90s. Though it wasn't until like maybe later on that I actually started making zines more regularly, because the first zine I had was like a full page zine, and then they became half page because it was just,
Much.
yeah, it was a lot to create a full page zine. But half page zines were a lot easier. Yeah, I just really liked creating them, putting them together, and just having that finished zine there. Like, even though it wasn't technically finished, because there's always a way to like keep adding at any point, or just like recreating it in a different way. But there was something about having that zine and just like being like, wow, it's like I made this. It
Right.
was very, very, very fulfilling. Yeah. And just knowing that to trade zines with and hearing other folks's either stories or their writings, their artwork, just having those connections was very, very
Right, but you also have created a couple of zines, right? Like
yes.
what are their name their names? Because I remember one about
Well,
sisters, but I forgot the full name.
I'm no longer creating zines. I don't really have the time to do it. And I've closed down my Etsy shop, so that's not something that's gonna be
Oh.
happening right now. Though, if anyone wants to send us zines, whether it's, just to read or review or to trade or whatever, please feel free to reach out, and we can do that.
Exactly. So Zai and I review, read zines live here on the podcast. We talk about them, we talk about our experiences. Zai has been reviewing zines from Canada mainly, perhaps the United States as well. I will be focusing in the near future in zines made in the UK, specifically perhaps Europe. But more specifically in Belfast as well, because I want to highlight the work that folks have been doing here. And like you, Zai, I have also made a couple of zines. But as you said, because I am an academic, a scholar, professor, however, want to make it say, I got busy as well. So I had no more time to create my zines. But as you said, if folks out there want us to read or talk about your zines, reach out, I think more specifically through Instagram or to Facebook, and let us know if you're in Canada or the United States. We will give you the Zai's address for you to send it. We're happy to trade as well. If you are in the UK, Ireland, or Europe, and you want to send something, and then you reach out to me, expat, and again, we will let you know the address for you to send if that's the case. I have tons of zines that I am happy to trade as well. And we are in the process of creating a zine library in Belfast as well. So hopefully, this will see the light at some point in the fall or autumn, as they say here in the UK, like maybe October, November, but maybe at the beginning of next year. But I'll keep you updated. This is something, a project that I've been excited for a while. But yeah, basically, Zai is going to be doing North America or the American continent, if that were the case. I mean, maybe somebody from Mexico wants to send something, or Argentina, whatever, can send it to Zai. I will be doing Europe, the UK, and Ireland. And we're here. So, without any further ado, I'm going to open the space for Zai to share with us what zine they have for us. today so you can share with us your thoughts, your ideas, and let us know.
Okay, thank you. The zine I'll be talking about is called A Portrait of the Artist as a Young Kermit by Gert Darley. And on the cover, it's a picture or a drawing of Kermit the Frog wearing a black and white hat, a striped black and white tie, and a coat, a jacket. So with the exception of of Kermit the Frog's face colored green on the cover, this half page zine is in black and white photocopy, 14 pages. I could be wrong, though. I'm guessing it's a cross between an art zine slash comic zine, hand drawn, and it features the Muppets, namely Kermit the Frog. What I like about this zine is it shows Kermit in different situations slash experiences. There's Kermitry Slam, Kermit's Big Night, which is Muppets in Paint open reception artist in attendance. Kermit, okay, pardon my French here. Kermit va trop la France. Kermit visits the MoMA, which is an acronym for an art museum in the United States. Leonardo de Kermi and Kermangelo. Kermit attends a zine fair. I found this zine to be very interesting, and I chuckled at I think it's because I remember the Muppets. I found it very a little bit nostalgic, but I'll be reading some pages from the zine here.
Absolutely.
This one here is Kermitry Slam. I don't know if you can see this here.
Nice.
It's like slam poetry. And it shows Kermit at the microphone. It's not that easy being green, having to spend each day with the color of the leaves. It seems you blend in with so many ordinary things and people pass you over because you're not standing out like flashy sparkles in the water or stars in the sky. When green is all there is to be, it could make you wonder why, but why wonder why? Wonder I am green and it'll do fine. It's beautiful and I think it's what I want to be. Awesome. Two individuals at a table listening to
right.
Kermit slam poetry.
And I see that the other characters are there on the other
yes.
page.
Yeah. There's who's there? That's Fozzie Bear and I can't remember.
Gonzo?
Gonzo, yes, Gonzo. So this is Kermit's Big Night, Muppets in Paint opening reception artist in attendance. And it shows a portrait of Miss Piggy. Yes. With Gonzo and Fozzie Bear.
Yes.
Fozzie Bear says, "Great show, Kermit." This is Kermit displaying the artwork that they've drawn or that they painted. And Kermit is next to a portrait of a rendition of the Scream. I'm guessing that's either Animal in the picture or Grover. I'm not really sure. And Kermit says, "Gee, thanks, guys. Thanks for coming out." And then here, there is Cookie Monster at a table. And underneath, it says, "Wine and cookies instead of wine and cheese." And there is Cookie Monster at the table, just eating. And Fozzie Bear says, "Hey, who invited him?" And then Kermit attends a zine fair at Logan's Pub. And Kermit is really excited. Oh, boy. And Kermit says, "Hey, guys, I'm going to a zine fair." And there's Fozzie Bear, who says they're Gonzo, Animal, Miss Piggy, and they all say, "Have fun, Kermit." Kermit has created Muppets from Space, Muppets Take Manhattan, Muppet Treasure Island. Kermit is there just waiting, waiting. And then Kermit is thinking, where is everyone? And then somebody comes up and says, hey, these zines look great. Could I give you $5 for the collection? And
Wow.
Kermit replies, thanks, absolutely. I'll throw in a button. And the button says, I love Muppets. And then the back says, how important are the visual arts in our society? I feel that the visual arts are of vast and incalculable importance. Of course, I could be prejudiced. I am a visual art.
So who's the author of this zine?
So Gart Darley
Okay,
can
got
be
it.
con yes, can be contacted at www.gartdarley.com, at Dart Garley on Instagram, and the zine's photos and contact info will be shared on our social media sites. And my apologies if that was a very long kind of reading of the
No,
zine.
it was a very interesting story about Kermit going about the zines and saying, no, don't give away the zines. In the end, interesting.
Yeah.
I guess now is my time to do a little bit of a talk and or review of what I brought today.
Yes.
And like I've been saying that I moved to the UK. I'm in Northern Ireland now, and as such, I've been like trying to find what's going on up here? Who's doing what? And then the first thing I do is to go online. I go on Instagram and then I just search zines in the UK. And then as I was doing my search, obviously, then I ran into this person's Instagram. Mika makes zines. And as I was browsing, the Instagram, when I ran into the Etsy shop, and I said, okay, well, I'm gonna go to the Etsy and buy a bunch of zines, because I, like I said, I like supporting the local artists and everything. So I was happy because I bought different zines, especially a series of fanzines, Drunk in My Pants, issue one, four, and five.
I really like
Right,
that.
Drunk in My Pants, and then I also got Plan 9, B Movie Poetry, and Poet's Place, Ninja Poetry. So I like poetry, so it's like this is my thing, this is my jam. So I got it because it's like the things that I really like. And Mika sent me these almost right away, and it came like within 24 hours, maybe 48 hours.
Oh, wow.
Quick, it was pretty quick. And then I was glad because I got a couple of stickers. I also got one sticker that says feminist for trans rights. I also got these thing, what is this, like a postcard? Hold on, a postcard that says Mika's analog tweets, and it says they can be singular, respect pronouns. So obviously I follow them on Instagram. I message them and telling them how much I appreciated what they sent. And yeah, so what I'm gonna be doing today is talking about Drunk in My Pants, number one, issue number one. So I got all of the issues, one, three, four, and five. I didn't get number two because according to them, they said that for some reason it sold out. And I was like, oh man, I wanted to read that one. But then so Drunk in My Pants number one is from 2018. It's a quarter size page, white-ish paper, and the front cover has a wall art architectural statue of a woman sitting down holding a steam engine. And one of the things that I really like about this zine is that it's a bilingual zine. Or and when they say bilingual, it doesn't mean that there is one story in English and the other story in German, the same story, it means just different stories, different ideas in the two languages, but they are not necessarily the same. And so that's one of the things that I really like about this one, especially because in my day job, I am sort of like a researcher in languages. So this is like, for me, it attracted me immediately because of that idea that I get the chance to see other languages. And then on the back cover, there is an apple and a muffin, and the whole zine is in black and white. And the apple and a muffin underneath says English and German texts on love, friendship, cycling, classic cars, anxiety, depression, and DIY culture, contains practical advice on zine making. Black and white, smartphone photographs, that's what they say it is in here. And right out of the bat, I like it because I like black and white. I like, although I don't necessarily like zines that have too much text because of my ADHD, I cannot concentrate. I it's not that much of a text. It's easy to read. It's very like, you can read and it gets you entertained.
Mm-hmm.
So that being said, I am going to read probably the first couple of pages so that people know who Mike is. And it says, my name is Michael Gratzky or Gratzker. I live in Hull in the northeast of England, but I am not from here. My languages are German, English, and Finnish. The pronouns are he, him, er, saying, han. I made scenes when I was in my teens and 20s, and now I'm in my 50s. I am making scenes again. A zine is a low-budget DIY publication. A person is a personal zine. The title comes from the Finnish word, and I cannot pronounce the word because I don't want to butcher it, which means that you are getting drunk at home in your underwear without any intention of going out later. That's what it's drunk in my pants. Right? And that's one of the things that I like, although Michael or Mike states that he is still making zines at his in his 50s. So I like it because I am also now a grown up person that I'm still doing zines or reading or engaging in the community of zines. So I don't think I ever stop. So I really like about that. And
at that age.
Exactly. At any age, I think I'm going to die with a bunch of zines and tombstone. No.
So, it's like holding them.
I will be embracing all these zines.
Or using them as a pillow.
Exactly. A quilt of zines, and I put them on like myself. Oh, my scene, and then die. So I like that. I think there is a lot of going on here because I just read number one, and it's promising because I will be reading all of the other four issues. And then I'm just gonna read the second page, which is a little bit related to that. So they say, I was inspired to make my own zine again when Type slowly opened in Hull, and I guess Hull is in England, as he says. It is a great shop where you can find music on vinyl, zines, and books by local writers. There are events as well, often in collaboration with the Warren, a local youth center. As part of my work with groups at the Warren, I have been making zines with young people, which is fantastic experience. The zine is a little different because it is entirely my own. These are my texts, my pictures, and my interests. None of it is designed to have a target audience or any real purpose. I don't claim to be particularly good at writing or at taking photographs. There has been some worry about quality because in my day job at the university, I judge other people's writing. How does publishing a zine reflect on my professional life? The answer should be that it doesn't. The texts are mostly in English with some German thrown in. The way it comes to me, I have never really done any creative writing in Finnish. Maybe I'll give it a go sometime. This is what makes the zine has been about. Give it a go. And then one thing that needs to be said is that number one, this zine, the number one is from 2018, right? And so it's 5 years ago. So I'm reading it first because I want to know the past, Mike's past and to the present. So I don't know about much about the present, but I believe Mike's not living in England anymore. I think they're living in Scotland now. And things have changed because I browsed the last one. Let me see really quick on number five. See, like number one, the prices was £1, and now number five, it is £1.50, and it's from 2021. So imagine, people, things have changed now. And let me see if I can see it really quick, where he was 2, 3 years ago. Now, well, I cannot read much about it to know, but one thing that I could say is that I really like this zine because it's really easy to read. There are some photographs that he has taken himself with his phone, and there are some stories about, for example, two lovers, about his story with Petra as well, who was a student back in the day. Very interesting to read, and I really like especially the photographs because it got me thinking that sometimes we undervalue what we do with our own photographs on our own phones, and sometimes there are really good pictures that we can put them on a zine and actually like make them. So if folks out there want to know a little bit more about Mike's work, maybe they can follow them at Mike Makes Zines on Instagram or at etsy.com/uk/shop/drunk-in-my-pants if you want to get drunk in my pants. But if you go to Instagram, you see that he likes to be in the forest. He likes, the bicycle, what else? He likes nature, coffee, while doing exercise. He seems to be very active. We now know that he's in his 50s because he said it in the zine. And yeah, so if you want to know more about their work, so feel free to stop by their Instagram and know more about them. We will be putting more information on our Instagram page.
Yes.
All right, so that's me about Mike. How about your second theme,
Hey,
right?
two things
Okay.
before we proceed. I think I've been inspired by the zines that you were talking about.
Right.
The fact that he's in his 50s. And as somebody who has crossed that threshold,
The 50s
yes,
threshold.
it's kind of inspiring to hear that somebody who is in their 50s is still creating zines. So I do have some photos that maybe I could add to a zine that I could create. Maybe do something just a bit
Yes,
different, but
why not?
I don't know. I'm thinking about it. It's actually giving me some incentive to do it. And the other thing I wanted to add was that I miss us eating during
Oh
the
yes, I forgot. The audience should know
The
we used to have chips that we would eat
Yeah.
and crunch. But next
Yeah.
time, I think I'm gonna. Here is what we can do next time. You
Because
can
we
bring
say eat.
chips and I bring chips, and then we eat at the same time. That's
Because
true.
we used to eat a lot in person while we were doing the podcast.
Yes, that's true. That's
Yeah.
true. So just for our audience who should know, yes, we used to eat chips, and we used to get a bowl and then put chips in it, like a mix of chips and peanuts, I guess. Like I forgot what we put, like a mix of whatever chips, and then we would review, talk about it, and eat chips. So that was a nice, but we're gonna be doing that eventually next time. We'll let you know. So now we're moving into Zai's second zine. So let us know what is this one about?
So here's the cover, and it's this next scene I'll be talking about is sharing. Zine Making, My Family and Me by Erlal. It's quarter size, handwritten with drawings slash art in color. It's 6 pages. And what I like about the zine is not only sharing ideas about zine making, though also the way the drawings, the artwork stands out, and how the color emphasizes slash highlights the drawings. The zine also shares information about how creating zines could help with grief. I'll read some pages from the zine. I have been asked to teach people about making zines and how I used zines to help me feel better when my sister died. So I am wondering, how do I do this without crying? First, I ask myself, which zines shall I share? They'll get an idea of the kinds of zines you can make, see how to make one. I like to have fun and draw and paint. Second, I made samples of the kinds of zines that are out there. When my sister died, I made lots of zines, and sometimes I just sat and drew. I wanted for them to get to know me by sharing myself, so I thought of my nesting dolls. Sharing is easier when I can do this in a zine. And the nesting dolls all have names. And then on the back it says, intention, share a way I keep my family inside and with me. Have fun making art. Take a zine home. Learn how others make their way through grief. Feel connected with my family. Supplies, an idea, piece of paper and pen. Time alone, art supplies, photos and magazine with images that speak to us. Erla can be contacted on Instagram at erladawn01. This scene's photos and contact info will be shared on our social media sites. When someone really close to me passed away, I also found it to be helpful to be creating zines as a way to process grief.
Yes, absolutely. I think I wanted to mention that because that particular quote or idea from the zine resonated with me as well, and that's why Zai and me connect as well, because somehow for me as well, through the many years, zines both reading the zines, making the zines, engaging with the zine community has helped me to process the difficulties that I have been through the many years of my life, right? And I think it is, in a sense, a way of healing, so to speak. Like it heals you, it helps you, right? And then it's interesting because I also want to mention that Mike, the person's zine that I just reviewed, gave me or sent me a little paper. I don't think it's a sticker, but it's like a little paper. And if it is a sticker, that would be great, but I don't think it is. And this is the sticker. And the sticker says, DIY culture does not magically transcend capitalism, but it creates spaces of micro liberation. Zine culture, the DIY culture, is part of the DIY culture. So in a sense, it helps us to create those spaces in which we feel safe, but also brave, but also liberated from the pain that most of us folks have been through. So in the punk and metal scene, the fanzine is a way to communicate ideas in an underground way. And for other folks, it's a way of liberating themselves and making them feel safe. So that's why I like zines specifically, and I like engaging with the communities because of finding those spaces, not necessarily for me, but for others as well, communities. So that being said, my turn of the next zine is actually related to what I'm saying, because as I was saying earlier, I'm new here in the UK in Belfast, and I have been looking for the zine for a while, and I just couldn't find anything at all until finally last week or so. I run into somebody, and then the person mentioned, oh, if you like zines, you should totally go to this place in Belfast that is called Paperclips Bookstore. I got the chance to go there yesterday, and I was happy to find this place, because friendly environment that they represent, not only for me, but for everybody. So I got the chance to meet both of them, Ren and Fern, and got a chance to get a coffee, sit down and read a couple of fanzines. I bought another fanzine that I'm going to be reviewing today as well. So it's good to know that the DIY culture and the zine culture create these spaces that are safe for folks who have been at the margins for so long, but also create a space for somebody like me that is looking for these kinds of experiences and communities. And I felt welcome as a cisgender straight guy. I feel welcome and asking questions and things like that in a respectful way. I think this is a great space that everybody should visit, should come to Belfast. So that's the shout out for today. The Paperclips Bookstore. We want to put all the information in our Instagram page. I found this fanzine. I think the name is Pegged 343 Zine News Smut Useless Gaze Issue Number 1 Impact. So this is a half page yellow, black and white with a few pages in color. They have some collage styles, clippings. I didn't know what the word pegged means. Obviously, I had to look it up on the dictionary, especially on the underground alternative dictionary, to know what it means. And I guess some folks know what it means, but I didn't know.
What's the photo on the cover?
Oh, the photo on the cover, it looks like a person holding two flags with the number 343. With a balclava. But I did like some of the many contributions that are here in the zine. There's the first page dedicated to Sophie, rest in power. For everyone who made it through this year, thank you, we need you. For everyone who didn't, we promise to make this world a kinder one. And there's a lot of art, artistic collages that I really like, the artistic part. And okay, so here's the answer, what I was looking for. How to enjoy Pegged. Stop thinking, realize what is impossible is now very possible. Seize the means of your own production and be diligent in metamorphosis. You're allowed to cheat, relax. You won't evaporate. It you stop concentrating, let them wait. So that's what it says. And then it says, an easy hypothesis by Helen Gomez, 2020. When I make a zine, there is so many things I don't have to worry about anymore. Consent to sharing personal data, being manipulated by an algorithm, copyright infringement, what my audience thinks and how to find them, hence I am free from internet regulations. I have scope surveillance and content oversight. I am creatively more liberated. I am able to express myself what I really think. This is why zines are the best medium for legal reform, extra-legal dissent, and sharing the ideas and tactics needed to save us all. So see, that's exactly what I was saying. Like zines are exactly what they describe, like that Helen Gomez describes here in the first couple of pages of the zine. And there are so many contributors that I could mention, but there it's like a compilation of different authors in the zine, a lot of graphics, a lot of arts, like there is a photograph of a food stepping on like on a blanket or something with dirt on it. For example, there is one section that says his books that have impacted me recently, the autobiography of Malcolm X, Beloved by Toni Morrison, Are Prisons Obsolete by Angela Davis, Captive Genders, Women, Race, and Class by Angela Davis, Kamba He River Collective Statement, All About Love by Bell Hooks, etc. So it's good because some of these books that are recommended here are some of the books that I really like Bell Hooks and Angela Davis that I've been reading in the past few years, I guess. I'm becoming more aware of feminism and critical feminism as well, that I really like it because I'm working on addressing masculinity and toxic masculinity. So it's good to read all of these as a way to deconstruct myself. Like I said, as a cisgender straight guy, you know, we have been constructed in different ways of what to believe and why not. So being in these spaces and reading these things really helped me to understand the lives of others. And I really like that. So I'm going to read a couple of passages from one of the excerpts here, but I'm just going to try to find one that makes sense kind of thing. But I mean, there's no way I know, but I like it. So it says, someone's race mentioned in a negative story, one for the favorite things about working a shitty mental in McDonald's was getting at the homeless, ringing the police. So it's about police brutality, fuck the cops, etc. So, you know, the more you read all of these things, I see and I appreciate these fanzines is more about from the aesthetical point of view, subversive point of view, providing information for the communities that is not necessarily mainstream. And I really like that. And I really like the last part, which is about, I have always been engaged with music and sound and video, all of the things that are audiovisual. And then in the last page, sort of, there is a guide on how to build a dirty video mixer. So I used to do circuit bending in the past. So I like it here. They give you the steps of how to build a video mixer from scratch using different electronics. So I like that part because I want to engage with that. So this fanzine, The Peg, is really interesting for folks who want to know more about different types of art, different artists. It looks like different artists got together to express themselves and be themselves, as they said, that as an act of liberation. So if people want to know more about this fanzine, you can follow them on Pegged Zine on Instagram, at Pegged Zine Instagram, or peggedzine.the343@gmail.com, or More Productions from Helen and Anthony. I guess they are the ones who produce it, at Queer Spoke, Queer ASSPOKE, or a Helen Gomez Comics. Support your local feminist-led queer space. And yes, here I am to always try to support, go to the place, the bookstore as much as I can, the Purple Clips bookstore as much as I can. Thank you for welcoming me in the space. I hope to visit them at some point in the near future. I need to return some of the ones that I, the zines that I borrow. Well, that's it for me today. I don't know if Zai has any last minute words for today, our comeback to the zine zone.
Well, all I have to say is that coming back to the zine zone, I feel just a bit discombobulated and get more into having more episodes. It'll be like I'll get used to it again.
It's because, but I'm happy to come back. I'm happy to do
Yes,
this. I'm happy
same.
that we're back. Like I
Same.
said, Zai will be reviewing North America and I will be reviewing the UK, Ireland, Europe. So if any folks out there wants to send us something, let us know through Instagram specifically. Follow us, tell others to follow us. That's it for today. Thank you very much for joining us.
Yes, thank you. I am Zai.
And I am Expat. This
And
is
this is
the
a scene, so
Bye, everybody.
till next time.